smooth, relaxing, and easy with Lick Stas Avedo there, and what a day for a daydream. Johnny Pearson and his treatment of soul coaxing, John Fox in there with Just for Tonight, Ronnie Aldridge in All Those Years Ago, and Paul Marriott did Have You Never Been Mellow. And I'm never mellow about these things, and I just need to do this just to clear the air.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha. Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, that's a great idea!
We did that preemptively because this story is going to be very strange. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline... Hang on a second here. Okay, there we go. Dateline, let's see, where were we? Well, doesn't matter, we're on an airplane somewhere. And it's interesting to note that Chris Chari was traveling in business class to Tokyo from Jakarta in February, and he had ordered a vegan meal, which his flight attendant confirmed before the plane took off. But what happened during the actual meal service was shocking enough to prompt Chari to write a post about it on FlyerTalk.com the same day. Before he took off, his attendant confirmed that he had ordered a vegan meal and that his breakfast was a banana, by which he mistakenly assumed she meant it was that it was included. It was a part of a bigger breakfast. But when she served the banana after takeoff, I thought it was just an underwhelming appetizer. But in fact, was the entire meal service. So not only that, but he got metal cutlery and chopsticks. Well, he said it was a really good banana, one of the best he's had recently. But it seemed to be a more appropriate snack, and so he was typically underwhelmed there. For lunch, he said he was served barely seasoned spaghetti. Well, when this newspaper spoke to the airlines, they apologized for being unable to meet the expectations, and their representative also confirmed that the snack option for non-vegan travelers on his flight comprised of seared tuna, Moroccan-style eggplant salad, a baguette, and two types of cheeses with orange salsa. That was the snack option, apparently. Gee, that just, yeah. Okay, well, moving right along here. Let's see, where are we here? Yes, a 2.6-pound quahog clam made a rare visit to the Florida coast, believed by researchers to be 214 years old. Blaine Parker said he was collecting shellfish to make chowder at Alligator Point in St. James Island in Franklin County when he found the gigantic quahog clam on an Atlantic species often found off of North Carolina, or just north there. He was pretty sure they were just going to eat it, but thought it looked a little different, so he didn't want to kill it. So he took it to the Gulf Specimen Marine Lab in Panacea, where researchers confirmed it was larger than average, and they typically weigh up to half a pound and measure up to 4.3 inches in length. His clam was 6 inches long. Researchers said the alternating bands of light on the clam's shell indicate it was born in 1809, the same year that Abe Lincoln was born. Wow. So Parker named his clam Lincoln. Aberclam Lincoln. There you go. Lab officials believe it is the fourth oldest clam on record. The oldest quahog, named Ming, was discovered off the coast of Ireland about, 2007, and was determined to be 507 years old. Well, that is, that's pretty amazing to find things like that. Not often that you do. Here's Frank Jaxfield, Don't Cry Out Loud. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here in WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I want to let you know that this show originally aired on WRCT on Friday, October 21st. October 21st was also the date. It was the anniversary. It was October 21st of 1959 that the Guggenheim Museum opened in New York City, the one that, Frank Lloyd Wright designed. So within this program, within the next 2 hours, I'm doing a mock of Guggenheim. So you might want to stay tuned to that. Plus, this encore presentation has something extra special. It has two bonus songs that weren't played on the original program back on October 21st, 2022. One of those bonus songs is this one. From their very first album, it's Wussy and Airborne.
You said that you would call me, and when you didn't call me, I gave you up for dead. So I was working on a backbone and chiseling a tombstone. When you called me up and said, through a wall of heavy breathing, you thought it was relieving to be out on your own. How a voice that used to thrill me could cut me up and kill me on the telephone.
You did not even.
I'm
from their Cakewalk album. That's House of Freaks, a bonus song on this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program with Rockin' Chair. Speaking of bonus songs, how about some Wussy before that with Airborne from their Funeral Dress album. But let's get back into this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. Originally aired on Friday, October 21st, 2022. Right after this quick message.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism can affect any family. Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Let's find our way back into more music. Had a caller calling and said, Mockster, can you play more Lou Reed? Started off my show 2 hours ago with Lou Reed, so let's start off the second half of this show with more Lou Reed by request. It's Last Shot here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Last shot sure killed me for another drink. Let's drink to the last shot and the blood on the dishes in the sink. Blood inside the coffee cup, blood on the tabletop. But when you quit, you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit. But you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. I shot blood at the fly on the wall. My heart almost stopped, hardly there at all. I broke the mirror with my fall, with my fall, fall, fall. Fall, fall, fall. Give me a double, give yourself one too. Give me a short beer and one for you too. And a toast to everything. It doesn't move, it doesn't move. But when you quit, but you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit, but you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. Whiskey, bourbon, vodka, scotch. I don't care what it is you got. I just wanna know that it's my last shot. My last shot. I remember when I quit pretty good. See, this here's where I chipped my tooth. Shot a vein in my neck and I coughed up a Quaalude. On my last shot. My last shot. Here's a toast to all that's good, and here's a toast to hate. And here's a toast to toasting, and I'm not boasting when I say I'm getting straight. When I say I'm getting straight. But when you quit, but you always wish that you knew it was your last shot. When you quit, but you always wish that you knew it was your last shot.
There's a smart young woman on a light blue screen who comes into my room every night. And she takes all the red, yellow, orange and green and she turns them into black and white. But somebody's gonna get it. Better cut off all identifying labels before they get you on the torture table. Cause somewhere in the Quisling clinic there's a shorthand type of stick in seconds over minutes. She's listening into the Venus line. She's picking out names. I hope none of them are
somebody's gonna get it. Never said I was a stool pigeon, never said I was a diplomat. Everybody's under suspicion, but you don't wanna hear about that. You tease and you flirt, you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better send the begging letter to the big investigation. Who put these fingerprints on my imagination? You tease and you flirt, you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it.
A request for some REM here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The caller called in and said, Mockster, could you play something from some late 80s REM? You get to pick. I pick Get Up. Because, you know, sleep delays my life all the time. So I have a radio show that goes till 1 a.m. Before the REM, how about some XTC with Great Fire? Matt Pond, PA, in there doing a Elvis Costello cover, doing Green Shirt. And I started the entire set off of Legendary Hearts. Some requested Lou Reed in the last shot. It's not your last shot to give me a request, though. I'm here until 1 a.m. at midnight. Or I should say, within the hour, because you never know, this could be an encore show. Within the hour, I'm going to do a mock. And so I'm going to tell you what the mock is, because I haven't done that yet. Believe it or not, it was on this day in 1959, so 63 years ago today, the Guggenheim Museum that Frank Lloyd Wright designed opened in New York. So yeah, I, the Mockster, took it upon myself to find songs that have Guggenheim in the lyrics. Yeah, I know. You wonder what I do on my spare time. That's what I do. So it's a Guggenheim mock. I mean, I know I have two songs already, but hopefully I'll find more before we get to that mock. But in the meantime, if you've got a suggestion for a song, I know Tom emailed me wanting some songs last week. I didn't get to, so I'm going to try to get to one, if not both, of his requests from last week. And got some other requests that have come in through the email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. It's all good. Hey, speaking of good, remember when Billy Bragg and Wilco got all those lyrics and made an album? Like this?
I'd like to rest a heavy head tonight on the bed. The California stars, I'd like to lay my weary bones tonight on the bed. The California stars, I love to feel your hand touching mine. Tell me why I must keep working on. Yes, I'll give my life to lay my head tonight on a bed of California stars.
Keep singing in my sleep. But it ain't no dream. Is that one you told me? That tune you stole from the street. And you're the only one around this goddamn lonely town who understands.
She had a river red. want me to beat you out of the one who loves me the most. Gets her worth if she was here with us right now. She would seduce us somehow. It all began in the first grade. Her shiny smile was her truth. Her bubble gum or straight A's. At 17 she was a queen. Oh, so pretty, oh, so mean. Stealing guys right from their girls. Anyway, to get them into her world. But she would turn them against each other. Best friends, cousins and brothers in this.
From his Butte album, that is Bobby Bear Jr. for that album. Only one under the moniker of Bear Jr. The song's called The Most. That was his debut. His debut album. His first album he ever put out. It came out, I don't know, they always make the copyrights really tiny on these things, so I don't know. That's what CDs do. On albums, you could just pick up the whole thing and look at the vinyl, but anyway, came out, I think, late 90s. Before the Bear Jr., Indianapolis, Indiana's own Mere Mortals doing their cover of The Doors' Peace Frog. You wonder, maybe you don't, and I don't, but maybe I am. I am wondering now, and this is why I'm telling you this story. The Mere Mortals actually gave me that CD during a different college radio stint I had when it came out. And little did they realize that they're still getting airplay. Well, Will Stewart, brand new music from Will Stewart before that, Just Be Sweet from his new Slow Life album. And then some Billy Bragg and Wilco doing some old Woody Guthrie penned lyrics that they've set to music. Called it Mermaid Avenue. That was California Stars wrapping up that set of music. Hey, speaking of music, because that's what I do. I play it, I speak it. Do you like new music? Do you like free tickets to shows? Well, guess what? You should listen to the new and newer music show every Sunday night from 9 to 11 here on WRCT. Peter plays your favorite new music, and he gives away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. So if you listen to the new and newer music show Sunday nights from 9 to 11 right here, you can stream it too, WRCT.org. You can also follow it on the Instagram. I'm not sure what this means because I'm not on any social media, but it's a new show WRCT. I'm sorry, at new show W. I know that much at least, new show WRCT. You know, we have anniversaries of births and deaths. Those are called Beths. And unless your name's Beth, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But we are on the 19th anniversary of the death of Elliot Smith, believe it or not. It was 19 years ago. Today, he tragically fell on a knife. Yeah, read into that story if you don't know it. It's still very suspect. Very suspect on how he passed. But some Elliot Smith for you. Viva Lamarck.
First the mic, then a half cigarette. Singing Kathy's growl. That's the man she's married to now. That's the girl that he takes around town. She appears composed, so she is, I suppose. Like a dead China doll. You're never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Now she's done. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow.
Yeah. so good, Lafayette. Now I've come back to greet you.
Hi, it's Paul Kelly here. You're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT.
Gather round, people. I'll tell you a story, an eight-year-long story of power and pride. British Lord Vesty and Vincent Lingyari were opposite men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat, with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean, and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Rangers were working for nothing but rations. But once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. The Rangers decided they must make a stand. They picked up their swags and started off walking. At Water Creek, they sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead. and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Well, vesting man said, I'll double your wages, 18 quid a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, uh-uh, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land. Vesting man roared, vesting man thundered, it don't stand a chance of a cinder and snow. Vin said, if we fall, others are rising. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingyari boarded an airplane and landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out while your people are hungry. Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingyari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. And he told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns. Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Well, that was the story of Vincent Lingyari. But this is a story of something much more. How power and privilege can unmove a people who know where they stand. Stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. 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 From little things, big things grow.
Wish I could fly on an aeroplane. Fly inside on an aeroplane. Baby, nothing seems right without you here. My world has lost its light without you here. And I could die afraid without you here.
Record number one, that's the Mary Janes from Bloomington, Indiana, with Wish I Could Fly. A band I was first introduced to, although I kind of knew them. It's a weird story, but I was first actually introduced to them by listening to WRCT back in the late 90s, before I got involved with the station. And then I found out that I had engaged with members of that band years ago when I lived in the state of Indiana. How weird is that? Hey, before the Mary Janes, how about some Paul Kelly in there from Little Things, Big Things Grow? Speaking of Indiana, I played some John Mellencamp. Boom! Blew your mind! Yeah, that was John Mellencamp from an album he had called Trouble No More. The song's Lafayette, and I think it's a great song, A. And B, Janice Hoyt of the Mary Janes was the female vocalist on that track. Start off the entire set with some Elliott Smith. With waltz number two. To get where we are now, which is mock time, it is time for the mock here on 88.3 FM. But before we get to the mock, and what is the mock? I've warned you, but I'm telling you, it was on this day in 1959 that Frank Lloyd Wright's Guggenheim Museum in New York opened its doors. So I am mocking Guggenheim. Before I get to the mock, before I figure out how we're going to play a half dozen songs that literally have Guggenheim in the lyrics, I can remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records, they're located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. And again, located in Millville, you can call them up at 412-821-8484 to get that music that you need. As I said, I've got a half dozen songs that will make up this Guggenheim mock. So let's get into the mock. Let's start things off. It's the Stunt Doubles and their track, Media Whore. It's a Guggenheim mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Just a minute.